Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Keeping It Real Fridays here on the Dadon Tolbert Show. I am your host, Dadon Tolbert. Good to be back live tonight. I was instructed by someone or advised by someone that it had been about a week since we were last live. I'm like, wow, I didn't realize that it was, that it had been so long. But we're back live tonight to talk about a lot of different things. Got a lot of catching up to do on this evening. First topic at hand, we're going to be talking about what you guys saw advertised, is everything that's going on with Stacey Dash. We want to talk about race relations in America a little bit tonight. I want to talk a little bit about what's going on as far as this whole war between Democrats and Republicans and black versus white, the rich versus poor, and just how we, a lot of hypocrisy that exists in the black community surrounding voting and just, you know, equality and class and, you know, and all those types of things. So we're going to talk a little bit about that in regards to her new position with Fox News. So there's that. A lot of things going on in the news, a lot of things in regards to sports, entertainment, the government, us as far as being out there with wars. So definitely have a lot to talk about. Also this evening we want to do a recap, a little, review of this week's emotional availability pop quizzes. Over the last several weeks we've been doing a lot more of them, and it's funny, man, I take a lot of stuff for granted. I think that, certain stuff is just kind of understood, but I'm finding that, doing these types of reviews is really appreciated by a lot of women, and, a lot of women have been reaching out privately as well as many publicly, saying, like, wow, thanks for kind of going over this stuff, whether it's dating, how to know certain things, how to conduct yourselves in a certain situations to, avoid, having hopefully have the best result when dealing with different men. So definitely look out for more of those in the future. And anytime we're live, we'll definitely go through them. What else? Courtney's here with me tonight. Courtney, I'm excited. I'm excited. It's been a little minute. You know how we get. Courtney, what's going on with you? Good tonight?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well, man. You excited about tonight's show? We got a lot to discuss this evening.
Of course I am. I'm always excited. Always.
But no, that's just because you can be psycho sometimes. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm not sure that has anything to do with tonight's show.
That could play a role.
All right. Well, yeah. So I'm excited though. Let me ask you this just to start out. Are you a fan of Stacey Dash? Like, did you grow up watching her and kind of liking her? Not liking her like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I never had an issue with her. I wouldn't say I'm a fan, but I don't have anything negative to say about her. She's cool.
She's cool, all right. We'll talk about Stacey Dash in a little bit, man. I can't wait to get into it. But first, I want to just start today off just by saying a big thank you to everyone in the armed forces, whether it's the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, just everything, Air Force, National Guard, whatever you do, even the police and fire departments, around the country who daily put their lives on the line and take a risk for us to be safe and, to feel comfortable where we are. Happy Memorial Day to everybody, who celebrated that. And, I said online that I may not always agree with the politics behind certain decisions, certain, situations that we as a nation find ourselves in, but I definitely appreciate the sacrifice. I definitely appreciate what you guys do out there, from a personal standpoint, Like, that takes a lot, and it's unfortunate that we have government officials who, based on their agenda, will put the lives of innocent civilians, I shouldn't say innocent civilians, but like soldiers who are in the military, who, in certain positions where they could be potentially put in harm. But nevertheless, politics aside, we definitely appreciate the support. Did you do anything? Did you celebrate Memorial Day this weekend, Courtney?
Yes, I did. I went to a barbecue, hung out, with some family members. And then just like you said, I was just thinking about those who actually, you know, to really just serve our country. And, you know, and I thought about my father, you know, he fought in Vietnam. So I thought about my dad as well. So.
Wow, man, that's great. My father fought in Vietnam also. You know, shout out to him. He doesn't talk about it a lot, but my father-in-law, who passed away a few years ago, fought in Vietnam. My brother actually passed away and was killed in, you know, in action over in, you know, well, he was doing some behind-the-scenes types of things, but was killed in the, you know, in a helicopter crash. So, you know, it's a lot of different people who are out there who have been affected by, you know, war and, you know, tragedy. So just continue to pray for leadership. You know what I'm saying? I definitely don't support the president or, you know, the agenda of this country globally, internationally. But still, as we are instructed to do, you know, pray for our government, pray for our leaders, you know, to make decisions that will affect us all ultimately in the outcome of, you know, how things end up playing out. You know what I mean? So there's that. Another huge loss this week, guys. You know, we lost a true soldier, you know, in the fight, a warrior, you know, and I say that, you know, with all respect, you know, a poet, an author, a civil rights activist, a mentor, a leader, a role model. Now people want to talk about role models. You know, people want to talk about influential, somebody who needed to be on the cover of a magazine. Be mad if I'm incorrect, but I don't believe, and I could be wrong, but I don't believe and I don't remember ever seeing Maya Angelou on the cover of Time magazine. Do you, Courtney?
No.
Now this is like mind-blowing right here, because we did a whole show on Hollywood. We did a show on Beyonce. We've talked about the government. You know, we've talked about the entertainment industry and how they are often intertwined to further a certain agenda. And, I mean, you have one of the greatest leaders, the greatest, you know, role models, the greatest influences that the world, certainly the black community, has ever seen, but really the world has ever seen, you know, in Maya Angelou. And, you know, and this is someone who, you know, has never made it on the cover of Time magazine, which is really telling, you know what I mean, in when we look at the grand scheme of things. But we lost a great soul, someone who I, you know, funny thing is, like, when you have parents who care, you know what I'm saying, like parents who are aware, parents who are passionate about, you know, making sure that their kids are, you know, actually educated and aware of our roots and where we come from and our culture and what's really important. You know, I grew up, you know, learning about people like Maya Angelou and Sonia Sanchez and, you know, Frederick Douglass, Paul Robeson, you know, like the arts, you know what I'm saying, Dorothy Dandridge, Josephine Baker, you know what I mean? Like a lot of the people who really paved the way from an entertainment standpoint and really fought for us as a people to be taken seriously in entertainment. You know, a lot of the stuff you see now that people just kind of get up there and do whatever they want to do, looking crazy, acting buffoonish, they're only allowed to do that, you know, because, you know what I mean, somebody came before. Even Step and Fetch It. You know, a lot of people are like, what? Step and who? Yeah, Step and Fetch It was the original black buffoon. Without Step and Fetch It, there would be no, you know, Tyler Perry. There would be no Madea. There would be no Meet the Browns or any of this other foolishness that you guys see out there. There were, you know what I'm saying? So, in fact, if my memory serves me correctly, I believe Step and Fetch It was one of, if not the first black millionaire. You know, so it's a lot of, you know, history out there that we as a people need to, you know, just do a better job of familiarizing ourselves with and, you know, and educating, you know, people after us with, because this is information that's not really out there a lot of times. So, but definitely, man, you know, definitely rest in peace, Maya Angelou. Is that someone you were familiar with, you were, you know, a fan of?
Yeah, because, you know, when I think of her, I think of just, like, female empowerment. Like, that's the first thing that comes to mind. And she really, you know, the things that she spoke about, it was really about respecting yourself as a woman. And you don't see that now. You don't see people, you know, really promoting respectability. It's all, you know, less is more, and, you know, you have to take your clothes off to get attention, all that stuff. She wasn't like that. You know, she was all about respecting yourself and just loving yourself. And so that, I'll always remember her for that.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, she's actually someone who I've modeled a lot of what I do and have done historically, you know, after. You know, one of the things that she's, one of her famous quotes was, people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. And, you know, that's, it's funny, that's something we were talking about last week on the show. I was just saying, like, as far as me, you know, I'm not into, you know, funerals or, you know, big memorials or anything like that. Like, I really want people to just remember moments like tonight, moments like what we've been doing over the last 10 years, like how you feel, you know what I mean, how you feel empowered. Like, when it's all said and done, remember me in that way. And I think that's what Maya would have, you know, would have loved, you know what I'm saying, what she would have appreciated, you know, and what she will appreciate is just people remembering her for her art, her poems, her empowerment, her leadership, her respectability. You know, we talk a lot here, guys, a lot about, you know, respectability and personality and just image. And, you know, and really she did epitomize, you know, she is from a generation where, and it's important that you guys really take note of this, because this is a dying breed. And this is no disrespect to anyone out there currently, but, you know, women like, you know, Maya Angelou, Felicia Rashad, you know, just so many people, you know, Lena Horne, you know, like those, got Patti LaBelle, Anita Baker, you know what I'm saying? Like those beautiful women who literally epitomized, you know, what we as a people should aspire to be like, how, you know, women specifically, how you guys should carry yourselves and, you know, the way that we, just true beauty. But instead, now we look at Nicki Minaj and the Beyoncés and the, you know, I mean, just the foolishness out there. So definitely, you know, familiarize yourself with Maya Angelou. Remember her, spread her work, you know, her work, and read her books and poetry. And, you know, it's just she was just a truly great woman. We talk a lot about here about uplifting. And you know, if you want to model your, not saying you should model yourself after anybody, I'm not about that, but, you know, she definitely would be someone who you could look to for some guidance, even, you know, even though now that she's gone. What else can we talk about tonight, Courtney? I mean, I'm excited to see where this conversation can go, because, you know, there's a lot of hate out there. You know, there's a lot of hatred towards beauty. You know what I mean? I want to talk about Stacey, because I want to hold off on it, though, but there's just a lot of hate, and which is why one of the reasons, because I'm on social media, like I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, you know, I'm like, I'm out there, I'm in the entertainment industry, this is what I do, so I hear a lot of things, and it's just been like a lot of hatred, man, like, it's just crazy. I mean, have you heard a lot of hate that's out there and seen it?
Yeah. Yes, it's everywhere. People hating for no reason.
Hating for no reason, Courtney. What's going on out here, man? Well, let's talk real quick, man. Tonight's show is brought to you by Tolbert Relationship Counseling. Tolbert, you know what I'm saying? We've been here. We've been doing this. We've been trying to help guys, you know, men and women, you know, get to that next level in their life where they want to be, resolving conflict. So any counseling needs, you know, premarital, individual, family, everything, we're here for you. Call 855-55-DATON or, you know, visit trctoday.com for more information. You know, so there's that. Another thing that's in the news today, actually, evidently, you know, you guys should know by now, Donald Sterling, you know, has been in the news for his comments towards, you know, towards African-Americans, minorities. And we did a whole show on it, you know, a couple of weeks ago, definitely a classic show where we talked about the First Amendment, where we talked about race relations. We talked a lot about, you know, the racial climate here in sports. and you know, what that means. So I would encourage everybody to listen to that show if you happen to miss it. But the sale evidently has been completed, or you know, a bill of sale has been signed, and about $2 billion. Courtney, did you hear about that $2 billion price tag for the Clippers? You got $2 billion to spend on the Clippers, on a basketball team.
I don't have that amount to spend, but I did hear about that. I heard about the sale. I didn't hear the amount. Wow.
Yeah, man. Yeah, interesting. I was just watching TV today, and they said that evidently Donald Sterling has decided to sue the NBA for $1 billion, which is interesting. So we'll see how that all plays out. You know, and just to recap, I mean, my views are, I think he should sue. You know, I mean, that's just me personally. Do I agree with what was said? Am I a fan of Donald Sterling? No, obviously not. But at the same time, I personally believe that you should be able to say what you want to say in the privacy of your own home. You don't have to, you know, if you're a racist, you're a racist. I'm sitting here right now in my home. If I want to say whatever I want to say, I should be able to say whatever I want to say, and people can make a decision as to whether or not they want to support me. You know what I'm saying? That should be my decision. Now, if I get out there in public, or if he was out there, but, you know, that's just me, and we did a whole show on that. So we'll see how that goes. We'll see what the lawsuit, you know, what that brings. Yeah, it should be interesting. It looks like somebody from, what was it, Courtney, Microsoft bought it, one of the executives over there, for $2
billion. Yeah, I think that's what they were saying.
I think that's what it was. So we'll see how that goes. There's you know, still staying on, you know, along the lines of basketball, you guys got to excuse me. You know what I'm saying? This is where you want to be tonight, because we're multitasking tonight. Right, we got the show going on, we got the Eastern Conference Finals going on, right? So all y'all got to do, get your TVs and multitask, put it on mute, listen to me, listen to Courtney, and I mean, Courtney, what could be better?
Right. Nothing.
This is Keeping It Real Fridays, guys. You guys, if you're unfamiliar, if this is your first time tuning in, we talk about pretty much everything. It's very laid back. We have a lot coming up that will be a lot more structured, a lot more, just a lot. Just to tell you, I mentioned in the group, before I forget, next Sunday, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, we talked about the launch, the premiere of Between Brothers. And Between Brothers is going to be a show that Osho and I are going to do. You guys got a chance to hear him over the last couple of weeks. He was on our Noah special. He was on our Alien special on Fallen Angels and what that really means. And so definitely listen to those shows if you missed him. But next Sunday we're going to be launching a brand new show on Sunday nights here at 9 o'clock. Same type of thing we've had going on over the years. But 9 o'clock, we'll be discussing a number of different topics. It's going to be one of those things where we talk about everything, but from a biblical perspective, from a brotherly standpoint, from a Christian man, a black man standpoint, like everything. It's just, and you guys are welcome to call in as well to participate. We'll have some special guests occasionally, but it's mainly just going to be, you know, hearing us talk about different issues. And I've been in the book of Exodus lately. Specifically Exodus 32, and we're going to be doing a show. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be so crazy. We're going to be doing a show on turning your back on God, and we're going to take a look at what Moses, not so much Moses, but Aaron, and how the people of Israel turned their back on God after everything that he did for them, leading them out of Egypt, and how they decided that they wanted to wild out and you know, have orgies and, you know, worship false gods right after being delivered. And, you know, people saying, well, what does that have to do with us? Well, it has a lot to do with us, because a lot of people out there, after God heals you from that cancer, after he delivers you from that relationship, after he, you know, blesses you with a job, a car, a nice house, you know, a promotion at work, what do? You go out and you call that friend with benefits. You go out and you party. You go out and you get high. You get drunk. You listen to all types of sinful music. So we're going to talk about the modern-day version of what's seen in Exodus 32, and I can't wait to do it. It's going to be crazy, so make sure you guys read up on it and just familiarize yourself with everything that's going on, because we're going to take the old school, bring it to the new school, and talk about it and just mesh everything together. Are you excited about that show, Courtney?
Yes, I am. I'm so excited.
I mean, I just did the show just now, and I got to find a new topic. No, we're going to go deep into it. You know, if you guys have ever heard Osho speak, definitely, you know, you're in for a treat. So definitely look out for that. So there's that. Then we got we're going to do a show on embracing your calling. You know, from a biblical standpoint, you know, a lot of times people are called to do different things. And what happens when you don't embrace your calling? What happens when you you fight your calling? So we're going to be talking about that from a biblical standpoint. We're going to be talking about soul ties. We got a show coming up on sex addiction and other forms of addiction and how to break those addictions. We're going to do our all-time classic show on the Ten Commandments and how, you know, the modern-day version of that and, you know, what God has really commanded us to do. So modern-day slavery. We're going to be talking about trust issues. Courtney, I mean, depression. We still got to do that show. So, I mean, just understand, guys, the spring and the summer is about to get very hot. It's about to get very heated. A lot of great topics. Are you excited?
Yes, I'm so excited.
Okay. Just wanted to give you all a little little preview of what we have going on. I have a lot going on, so we may not be live every night. But we'll when we are, definitely, you know, and even the archive shows, you know what I mean? A lot of great archive shows, but definitely get caught up if you're a newer listener. What else can we talk about today? I was watching or listening to the radio, you know, and I don't listen to the radio, you know, a lot, but I do this, you know, I'm in entertainment, so I try to, you know, stay abreast of what is going on out there. I try to, you know, just keep myself informed of what music is out there, what movies are out there, what TV shows are out there, everything that's going on. And there's a lot of music out there that is very, very, like, satanic. You know, there's a lot of music out there that is a lot of hidden messages out there. A lot of just sexualized content, like blatant sex. I just want to talk about it real quick. I mean, one of the things I heard was, I mean, we talked about Beyonce, but, you know, people really think that she's talking about some form of fruit when she's singing about watermelon. You know what I mean? Like, we did a whole show on that. Like, it's not watermelon, guys. It's something very sexual that I don't even want to, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully you guys know by now. When you look at this new song, I heard this young woman out here talking, oh yeah, good kisser. You know, women really think that this is like some type of song that's romantic, or this is some type of song that's honoring them in some way. I mean, have you heard this good kisser song, Courtney?
No, I have not. I haven't heard it.
Lie to me, Courtney. Don't lie to me. Come on.
No, I'm serious. I've never heard the song. But I know what it's about, but I've never heard it.
What's it about?
I think just based off the lyrics, because I did Google.
Come on, what's it
the
about?
The lyrics.
What's it about?
It's about a woman giving him head, basically. Right? That's what good kissing is about.
Right, kissing. I mean, they even say it blatantly. I hope that she kiss it good, kiss it. Well, you guys get it by now. Like, it's about sex. Like, you know what I mean? You know, that song, Trey Songz, where he's saying, say I. Like, a lot of women, even back then, you know, women really thought that he was singing about something other than, it's not about, say I, pouring drinks into. No, it's, you know, it's, I mean, that's how blatant it is. That's how blatant it is. You know, that's, man. And here's the thing, and it's not even that the lyrics are the problem. It's that people don't see what the lyrics are. People don't understand that, yo, this is just disrespecting you. You know, we live in a society where, you know, these artists are blatantly trying to make a mockery. They're blatantly trying to disrespect you and over-sexualize you. And there was a time, you know, when people would actually, you know, protest that type of stuff. You know, and now we don't see that as much as we used to. In fact, people are not only not protesting it, but they are embracing it and loving it. So we have to, in fact, the Word speaks about that. I was reading the Bible, and I would really encourage everybody just to read the Bible. I was reading the Word recently, and this is crazy. Moses is a wild dude, man. You know, Moses was actually saved everybody. Who would have thought? You know, because Moses had his own issues. But a lot of people don't realize, you know, obviously God destroyed the world. He, you know, he sent the flood, which we did a whole show on. Check out our homosexuality show where we talked about the reasons why God destroyed the world, why he sent the flood. He obviously destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah specifically because of the sin, you know, the sexuality, you know, all that type of stuff that was going on. In the world, the corruption, the violence, you know, and all that stuff, sodomy. But in Exodus, you know, he was going to go ahead and kill everybody because they decided that they wanted to, they wanted to still practice, you know, like I said, they built the gold calf, Aaron built the gold calf and decided they wanted to worship that and, you know, have a big party, you know, have a big sex fest, but call it. You know, me and Osho, I don't want to say too much because me and Osho are going to really talk a lot about that next week. But that, you know, that's God was going to kill them for that. The whole Israel tribe of Israel, like the whole Israeli people, he was going to go and kill everyone. You know that, right, Courtney? I mean, God was going to kill them. He was pissed off. You know,
yeah.
Moses actually saved everybody. It said, you know, after speaking to Moses, it said God changed his mind. You know what I mean? Which is crazy. You know what I mean? God was going to do something, but he decided not to do it specifically because of, you know, Moses' his objection to it. So, my point is, and this is what God said to Moses to tell the people, it said, "You are a stubborn and rebellious people. If I were to travel among you, even for a moment, I would surely destroy you along the way." That's crazy, Corey. I posted that on Facebook. I mean, can you imagine God saying that to you? Like, just really, you know, you could tell he was pissed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he lets you know, you know, when he was angry about something. He really didn't play. He didn't.
And I would just encourage everybody, because a lot of times people get it twisted. They think God is a joke. They don't understand the wrath of God. They don't understand why they should fear God, but that's really where the Old Testament comes in. So you can get a sense of why you should fear God and how serious this stuff is. You know, like, fortunately for us, you know, Jesus Christ died for our sins, but as I say all the time, that does not change how God feels about sexuality, you know, homosexuality, you know, sex, violence, sin overall, you know what I mean? Just he doesn't like it, and in fact, he killed people for it in the past. So this is what he says: "Is you're a stubborn and rebellious people." He said, "Look, look, y'all just go." He said, "Just get out of my sight. Just go about your business, because if I came with you on this journey, y'all wouldn't even make it to where you're getting to. I would just kill you, you know what I mean, along the way." You know what I'm saying? And so what I said was, which is crazy, you know what I mean? I said this is how God responded as a result of people's sinful lifestyle in the Old Testament. I said, with the world filled with sex, drugs, music, murder, corruption, homosexuality, and abortion, which are clearly all sins, I said that I can only imagine what he would say about the state of today's society. So I just want everybody to reflect on that, because it's pretty deep, you know what I mean? And I'm not talking that, because I'm part of the problem. You know, we're all sinners, you know what I mean? Like, I'm no better. Courtney surely no better, you know what I'm saying? You know Courtney.
Really?
You know what I mean? So don't feel like we're above y'all. We're just speaking the truth, and we all need to step up to the plate, you know? But Courtney, you know, she's definitely... you know, a problem. Like, no, I'm just messing with you. Just playing.
That's okay.
In fact, I was talking about sex online today. You know, I was talking about You know, and this was an old post that I reposted. I thought it was applicable for this evening. I said that if you, as far as, you know, we see a lot of dishonesty out here, you know, as far as sexual numbers go. We did a show. Was it you and I? I think you and I did a show called What's Your Number? What's Your Sex Number?
Yeah, I think we did do that together.
It was a while ago, maybe like a couple of years ago at this point. But, it, you know, we did a show where we talked about sex, you know, and we talked about what your sexual number says about you, how it will affect your chances of finding love, how it will affect your chances of emotional availability, you know, how men will view you, should it be discussed, should it not be discussed. And, you know, there's always been a, you know, huge debate. You know, a lot of women will say, well, you know, it's nobody's business. And it's not. It isn't anybody's business. But that being said, you can't go around lying. You know what I mean? You can't say, all right, I want to base this relationship on honesty, but you're out there lying about your number of bodies, the number, you know what I'm saying? So if you, and I believe men have a right to know if they want to know, you know? So if somebody is, you know, if they're thinking about wifing you up, it's like if you're buying, thinking about buying a car, Courtney, you have a right to know how many miles it has on it, don't you?
Right, yes.
And not only that, the number of miles on it is going to determine what the price of that car is. You know, the number of miles is going to either raise the value or it's going to lower the value. I sell cars now, you know. So one of the reasons why I, you know, am able to sell cars for so cheap, you know, come get a car if you're in Philly, Jersey, or Delaware, you know, is because a lot of cars, to be honest, they're great cars, but a lot of them do have high miles, but you're getting them at a very low price, and we take care of them. So that's what it is. It affects the price. So that's something to think about. But I was just saying that if you feel like you have to lie, then you're most likely, you know, you need to stop what you're doing. You need to cut back on the sex. You need to keep your legs closed. You need to not be a hoe. You need to respect your body, right? You need to seek God. I mean, these are all things that are true, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything incorrect, am I?
No, no.
So, remember that girl who called in the other night, the last time we were live, everybody, she called in, talking about some, what's your background and this and that.
Uh-huh.
She actually, I know it was her, but she sent me a, someone created a fake email just to email me and to, you know what I mean, and to say all this crazy stuff. I just about to share that. Is that not psycho?
That
is. Who does that? You know, create it. Because I tried to reply. I was just going to say, you know, all right, well, thank you for listening. I appreciate the feed. Like, it wasn't even a valid email address. Like, they created it. They shut it down immediately after sending the message. You know, that's crazy. So I just wanted to share that with y'all. This is what I deal with. You know, that. But the, one of the things is, and, you know, I don't even want to say too much about it, but and it's funny that I said it at the beginning of the last show. There are a lot of people out here who are hurting, and I say pray for them. There are a lot of people who are hurting. They listen to these shows, you know, literally just not in a good way, not in a good place. And so, you know, a lot of things that are said, you know, they have lied about their sex partners. They have, you know, made some bad decisions. They have done a lot of those things. So, you know, it hurts to hear these types of things being said, especially from a man around the same age who may even look like some of the guys that, who have, you know, they've done these things with. So that's not, but you got to pray about that. One of the things that the word says is that when you confess your sins, he will make those sins white as snow. So you really don't have to be mad at Courtney. You don't have to be mad at me. You don't have to call into the show. You don't have to write into, you know what I mean? You can actually just tell God, just confess your sins. And whatever you did, he'll make you a different person. He'll make you white as snow. And you won't have to be upset. You won't have to call into the show from a blocked number. You won't have to do any of those things. Okay? You can sit here and enjoy the show. You can sit here and watch the NBA Finals, you know what I'm saying, on mute, you know, and just have a nice, enjoying Friday evening. I mean, could there be anything better? I mean, where would you rather be right now? Out there in the club right now? Out there getting smashed off on somebody's couch right now? on a meaningless date with somebody right now, you know, and then have to go play tug of war with the panties. I mean, just keep it real, you know, out there, just, you know, ex-boyfriend talking on the phone with somebody about nothing, them trying to talk about sex, you actually trying to steer the conversation away from sex, but you not wanting to get off the phone because you really want love and you think that maybe he could have love only if he could stop trying to get in your pants. What isn't this better than that? You guys know, of course, no one's going to answer that question, but I'll ask you, Courtney, is it not better?
I just want to say real quick, like, you just really kept it real. Like, that's really what happens. Like,
hey, trust me, I know.
That's because when you were talking, I was like, wow, that was my life, you know, back in the day. I should say back in the day, maybe like 3 years ago. But, yeah, I mean, it's not, nothing better than listening to the show. Everything else, I feel like it's a sin. So.
I was counseling someone today. Shout out to her. She's listening. But she said, wait a minute, because I told her something she didn't think I should know. She said, well, how do you know that? I said, I know everything because I've done it. She's like, wow, it's like you're all in my head. I said, I know because that, like, I've lived this stuff. You know, somebody says, what's your background? My background was Friday night smashing women off. That's the only background you need to know. You know what I'm saying? Do I have a PhD in anything? No, I do not. But there is no one, I trust me when I say this, I promise you this to all the haters and the appreciators, there is not a person on the face of the earth, understand what I'm saying, that is more knowledgeable about dating, that is more knowledgeable and experienced in relationships and helping women avoid the uncomfortable circumstances that they deal with. The reason being, not because I'm someone special, but because I used to be a bastard. That's what people don't seem to get. See, I used to be that guy that you're calling in about, that you're writing into the show about. I used to be him. That guy that you're upset about, that guy who you can't get off your mind, I had plenty of women who couldn't get me off their mind. You see what I'm saying? And so I can tell you all the tricks of the trade and the, you see what I'm saying? And you can tell miserable people when they can't see past that and they want to focus on other things that mean nothing. You see, does that, I mean, it's sad, actually, but I just want to share that with y'all. So, but shout out to the people who know that. Shout out to the people who appreciate that. You guys are the people who I do what I do. There's no one even more knowledgeable than Courtney about being used, being dogged, being taken advantage of, not respecting herself. That's why she's able to come back and say, hey, look, you know, this is what I do. You know, this is what I can bring to the table. So there's that. What else can we talk about tonight? Keeping it real Fridays, guys. We're going to talk about Stacey Dash a little bit. But, yeah, definitely stop lying, ladies. Courtney, have you ever lied? Well, you haven't really lied, but let me put it like this. You've only been with two people, but have you ever felt the need to be less than honest about your past?
Yes.
Why is that?
Yes. Because I was afraid of how I would be viewed. So it wasn't about, you know, how many people I slept with, but just the experiences and how the ways I allowed, you know, myself to be treated and the situations I allowed myself to be in. That's what I, you know, was ashamed of.
Right, right.
You so I'm wondering, like, well, what's he going to – oh, keep going. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just thinking, like, you know, if I reveal this, they're going to think, what is she, some type of hoe? Like, what's going on with her? So, you know, I wouldn't be, you know, as forthcoming or would want to be. It's like I wanted to be perfect or appear to be perfect.
Right. Here's the thing. One of the things that you said, shame and guilt, as you guys know by now, those are two of the major lies that the enemy uses to keep us bound, depressed, and depressed. So what you have to do is you have to do what the Word says, which is be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. So you don't have to be depressed. You don't have to be upset. You don't have to be mad. You know, you don't have to have shame or guilt. You just kind of go about, you know, go about your business and, you know, in the way that God would want you to do it. So there's that. And Courtney, you know, she can definitely relate to that. What else? What else is going on out here, man? Think Like a Man 2 is coming out. Who's going to see it? You going to check that out, Courtney?
On bootleg or something. I'm not paying to see it.
Well, why not?
Maybe when it comes on DVD. I don't know. I'm not interested in this one for some reason. It's like I could take or leave it. I don't know.
You saw the first one, though, right?
I did. I saw the first one. I just didn't know that they were going to keep going with it. So I don't know.
You saw a baggage
really
claim, though, right? You saw a baggage claim,
no,
though, right?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I did not see baggage claim.
Oh, my fault.
I wanted to portray songs, but I'm just playing.
All right. My mom used to say, "Jesus, keep me near the cross." When we used to piss her off when we say crazy stuff. Lord, keep me near the cross. Now, here's the thing about that. I bring that up because it's coming out, and I'm going to go see it. You know, and I saw, and you guys know, hopefully you know, you saw one of the best shows that we've ever done was a 3-night Think Like a Man special. If you guys caught, and if you saw the movie, we broke it up and we analyzed every character. The men, we talked about why they were all non-elite men. We talked about the emotional unavailability and the reasons for that of all the female characters. So I would just, and I'm going to post the links as the release of that movie gets closer. But I said it because, I mean, it was really good information. That's why I would say a lot of this stuff, that, like some of the best shows have come about, that you know, that we've done here, have come from, you know, these movies, you know, whether it's Think Like a Man. You guys remember Think Like a Man, the first one, we did a part two and then a part three, all crazy. Three of the most, just, I mean, I don't even know, best shows ever. Check them out if you miss them. Just Google Think Like a Man special on the Dayton Tolbert Show. But like that, Tyler Perry's Temptation, that we did a classic show on. We talked about how Stellar got her groove back. We talked about Something New, where we talked about interracial relationships several years ago. A lot of these TV shows that we analyze and just break down, some really great information was given. So I say that to say we're going to be doing another special on the new movie. And why not? You know what I'm saying? Like, why not? People are going to see the movie. You know, the last one grossed, what, $50 million opening week. So people are going to see it. You know, like a lot of these issues, people say, well, why are you talking about that? Well, why not? You know, why not take something that people are going to talk about anyway, but talk about it from a biblical standpoint? You know, what lessons can be learned? What does the Bible say about it? Talk about it from a real standpoint, like an actual man standpoint, a dating standpoint, a relationship standpoint, so you guys can at least learn something, you know, from something that y'all are going to see anyway, right? I mean, you're going to watch Love and Hip Hop. Why not talk about it? You're going to watch, you know, what, The View. Why not talk about Sherry Shepherd? Why not talk about the Kim Kardashian situation? Why not use these as examples? You know, speaking of which, you know, congratulations to, I'm no hater, congratulations to Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. They tied the knot, I believe, down in Italy. Are you aware of their marriage?
Yeah, in Florence. Yeah.
Yes. Looks like it was a beautiful wedding, you know. Hey, listen, congratulations to them. No haters over here. Like, this is not that type of show. If anybody has some type of what the heck? Yo, y'all watching this game? Yo, this dude is crazy. Yo, I'm sorry. Yo, if I'm gonna be honest with y'all, I'm sorry, real quick. If I was LeBron James, I might have to just punch this dude in his face after, because this dude is doing all types of crazy stuff. You know what I mean? Grabbing his genitals, blowing in his face. Yo, look at it. Yo, watch this. He's about to show it. I'm sorry. We're going to talk about that for a second. But, this dude is crazy, man. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, this marriage. You guys know, I mean, you know what it is. You know, you got the most non-elite man, the most non-godly man on the face of the planet in Kanye West. You got the literally most emotionally unavailable woman on the face of the earth in Kim Kardashian. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, we know how it's going to end. We've seen how it's going to end with countless celebrity relationships and marriages in the past. We predicted all of them. So I don't even think I need to put it out there. I mean, you guys should know by now the recipe, you know, what that's a recipe for, emotional unavailability and you know, dealing with anyone other than a true man of God, a true man on fire for God. It's going to be a disaster. But you guys know that. So, but be that as it may, you know, congratulations to them, you know, because I'm not, you know, I wish them the best. I don't have a problem with either one of them personally, but, you know, it is what it is. All right. But so there's that. but this whole, I did want to say briefly about the whole LeBron thing. It was on my list of things to talk about. I mean, you guys got a chance to see. They're in the playoffs. I don't even know if you guys follow sports like that, but Lance Stephenson plays for the Pacers, okay? And LeBron James obviously plays for the Miami Heat. And this dude has been, Lance Stephenson has been talking a lot of trash, been trying to get in LeBron's head and saying different things and just doing a lot of little stuff that, you know, to get under his skin. But what people got to realize is, you know, there's certain things. See, I've played basketball my whole life. I've watched basketball my whole life. There's certain things as a man that you just don't do. And I think that's what people need to understand. We're in a new society, guys. We're in a whole different arena, a whole new day and age where homosexuality is becoming rampant. We talked about the whole DL epidemic that started, 10 years ago, 15 years ago or something. I mean, it's on a whole nother level now. And the vast majority of people, men out here, you know, are fruity, you know, are on the DL, and it's just going to get worse as time goes on. And I'm saying there's certain things as a man, forget a basketball player, that you just don't do. And I said on Facebook, I said I'm not sure, you know, who's worse out here. I'm not sure what was a worse situation, a grown man blowing in another man's face softly blowing in his face, right? I mean, that is gay, okay? I mean, that's no disrespect to gays, but that's gay. Like, that's very feminine. That's a female thing to do. That's not a manly thing to do. You understand that? You don't do that. You don't blow softly in a man's face. But what's even more, maybe more uncomfortable, it probably even more so, because we knew what, you know, what he was doing, but it was just not cool to do as a man. But what I was more uncomfortable was LeBron's reaction to it. Now Courtney, it looked like it's just a little grin. It was almost like he was blushing, to be honest with you. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it, but I heard about that.
I'm just like, yo, we got to get back to the basics. We got to get back to men being men. We got to get back to fathers being fathers. And I mean, when I say fathers being fathers, I mean fathers raising their sons. Fathers raising their sons to be men. Fathers encouraging their sons to not grow up acting and looking and dressing and thinking like females, because it's an epidemic. Okay? It's ridiculous. We got to get back to that. We got to get back to, I mean, and this is nothing against single moms, but single moms, you got to do what you have to do to make sure that your son has a father. Okay, I'm going to say that again. You have to do what you have to do to make sure that your son has a father. Now, if that means if he doesn't have a biological father who is in his life, who wants to be in his life, that's fine. All that means is that you have to do what you have to do from an emotional availability standpoint, you know, to be found by the man that God has for you so that he can be a great stepfather. And that's what we talk about. Everything we talk about is specifically for that purpose. You know, but the worst thing that you could do is just allow these kids to be out here being raised by the world, being raised by, you know, with these homosexual influences out here, and there be no, you know, nothing to counteract that. You know, if you have, I mean, you know what I'm saying? If you see all this craziness out there, like I grew up okay seeing all these, you know, weirdos out here only because I had a strong father. I have a strong father. I had a strong grandfather, uncles, aunts, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, cousins, older brothers who were able to show me, like, okay, this is what it looks like to be a strong black man. These kids do not have that. And it's crazy out here. And we all have to do our part to make sure that these young men don't grow up wearing skinny jeans, their shirts tied around their belly buttons, blowing in each other's faces, grinning and blushing when men blow in their faces. You know, it's ridiculous. Courtney. I mean, you see what I'm talking about. Everybody, this is the elephant that's in the room. Nobody wants to talk about these young black men growing up to be fruitcakes. Everybody's politically correct. Everybody wants to be, oh, let's not offend the gays. No, no, it's not about offending the gays. It's about offending God. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we need to talk about, man. I have a nephew. We got to get out here and be fathers to these kids. We got to get out here, you know what I'm saying, be uncles, be big brothers, be mentors, be role models. Stop making excuses. Stop saying, oh, no, it doesn't matter. No, it does matter. Everybody wants to complain about, oh, there are no good black men out here, everybody's this and that. But you're out there having sex and contributing and raising your son and then wondering why, you know what I'm saying, he turns out to act like a woman. But it starts with you, mom. It starts with you, dad. Be a father, mom. Stop being a hoe. You know, stop. I mean, I'm just saying. Courtney, am I saying something that's incorrect? Just keeping it real Fridays.
No, I mean, everything you're saying is true, and I've seen it. I've seen it firsthand, just, you know, young men that are raised without a father and just the effects of it, just, you know, being very feminine. Or on the flip side, just really, you know, being controlling and domineering towards women and just being abusive. I've seen that, too, as a result. So either way, I mean, it's just important to have a father or just, like you said, someone, you know, a strong male father figure or someone there. Because otherwise, like you said, I mean, that's when they start dressing like women, wanting to be like women. That's not how things are supposed to be. I know God's not happy with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to go to the phone lines in a little bit. Definitely, if you guys have questions, comments, definitely hit us up, 646-200-0036. Open up the phone lines in a little bit, about 5 to 10 minutes. We'll take some calls. Hold on to your calls and your comments if you have questions. A couple things I want to get through. But one of the things that y'all always want to look at is, you know, we talked about this on one of Marv's last shows on Barbershop Talk. We did it when we were doing the best of Barbershop Talk last week when I went away to Cali. Marv was, I had him on there. You know, we aired this show about how to recognize a man on the DL. And that was I would encourage every woman to listen to that show because, I mean, me, Marv, Lewis, James, we really talked about some important things just from about being a man and how to recognize when somebody is not on the up and up and homosexual traits that a lot of women just aren't trained to see. But we as men can look at and be like, hold on. That really doesn't look right. Like that's a little fruity. But women, they don't know what to look for. So they're dealing with these men thinking, oh no, he's just metrosexual. He's just, you know, no, that's actually gay. You know, and there were a number of things. That's why I say listen to the show. But one of the main ways to recognize certain things that aren't cool is to look at the relationship with God. You know, we talk a lot about in my private counseling about strengthening your spiritual immune system. You know, it's like if you don't take your vitamins, you don't get enough rest, well, you're going to be susceptible to, you know, colds and viruses and things like that. You know, but the same thing is true when it comes to sin. If you're not doing things to strengthen that spiritual immune system, you're going to get sick. You're going to get attacked. You're going to fall victim to sin. And homosexuality, you know, is one of those sins. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's important to stay prayed up. That's why it's important to be on fire for God. Otherwise, it's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, what's the last homosexual that you know that was absolutely on fire for Jesus Christ, Courtney?
None.
Right. Yeah, you guys ever notice that? Show me a homosexual who's absolutely on fire for Jesus Christ. Probably not going, or someone who's even super feminine. Probably not going to see it. And one of the reasons for that is mainly because, you know, you don't have that covering, you know. And it's not just homosexuality, but the sin of lust, the sin of depression, the sin of, you know, obesity. You know, there's a lot of stuff that will creep up on you, you know, when you don't have that passion for Jesus Christ. So I'm telling y'all the truth. I'm being honest with y'all. So it's deep out here. But yeah, definitely. Pray for our youth, man. Pray, because it's real out here, man. That's why I told y'all, man. And shout out to Aaron who reposted it. I told y'all before several months ago that if you're a single woman, your two best friends will be the Bible, and you know, on a Friday night, be the Bible and Netflix. So I said, why Netflix? I know why the Bible. Well, Netflix, because you got to have some type of show. You got to have some form of, you know, and I'm not talking about, you know, the adult channel. I'm not talking about the sex movies. I'm talking about, like, you know, just some type of good show that you can get into that will occupy your time, that will give you some form of entertainment. I mean, obviously, I mean, because let's be honest, no one's going to read the Bible 24/7. I mean, you know, let's be honest. You want to have your time with God. You want to get into the Word. You want to live in your calling. You want to get into ministry. But let's be honest. Sometimes you just want to sit back and have some good old fun. You have some entertainment. And, you know, and sometimes it's good to just sit back and have that quiet time, you know, and just be down in your little man cave or your woman cave or your bedroom or wherever you are and just sit back and get into a good show. You know, turn off the phone. Guys calling you, you know, do not call me anymore. You know, do not, you know what I'm saying, just get them out of there and just focus. Friday nights, well, really every night, listen to the Dayton Tolbert Show, chill. And you're good, you know, and that's when you, and that's, you know, obviously when you combine everything into it, you, that's when God, you know, goes ahead and puts the pieces together and sends that man that you, that he has for you, you know, I mean, that's really, it's not as hard as people think. If you're sitting here on a Friday night, say, all right, well, cool, I'm listening in, that's what's up, but that's not happening for me, you know, I'm single, I mean, why am I single? Well, let's be honest, let's talk about it. We talked about, what was it, last week, our all-time classic special on the top 10 ways for women finding love, you know, what to lose, you know, what to gain, how to find it. Do those things. But let's be honest, you got to, who are you having sex with? You know, what men are in your life? Who are you still who are you thinking about right now? You know, who's texting you? What texts are in your phone? Well, that all is going to play a role. So and even if it's not that, what other sin, you know, is in your life? Maybe you know, you listen to you follow the horoscopes. Maybe you do some other stuff that you know you have no business doing. Well, those are all things that you want to, you know, eliminate. And then, you know, you'll see how fast things tend to go your way. You ever had to take a moment, do some self-reflection and eliminate some sin from your life, Courtney?
Yes, all the time. You know,
all the time, right, all the time, every day. You got to get some new form of sin out, exactly.
Well, I mean, I'm human. You know, it's something that, you know, I'm dealing with that I know that, okay, I shouldn't be doing that. And the good thing about it is God will call me out on it. Like, he'll say, you know what, maybe that's not the best idea. Maybe you shouldn't be listening to this song. Maybe you shouldn't be doing this or that. So, yeah, I mean, I can definitely relate to that.
Oh, yeah, and I'll